Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabushachi Bhattacharji. In Telangana, 17 people were killed and several injured when fire broke out in a residential place near Charminar in Hyderabad this morning. The deceased include 8 children and 6 women. The injured were shifted to various nearby hospitals. The police informed that the cause for the fire is not yet known and an inquiry has been initiated into it. Indian Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his condolence to the affected families. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced plans for a new policy aimed at the economic revival of primary agriculture credit societies, PACs, that have been liquidated. Addressing the cooperatives conference organized by the Gujarat State Cooperative Union at Science City in Ahmedabad, Mr. Shah emphasized the government's commitment to strengthening the cooperative infrastructure in the country by revitalizing PACs. He also outlined the government's ambitious goal of establishing a PAC in every panchayat across the country by 2029. Over 4,000 cooperative leaders representing 800 cooperatives from the state were present. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the world has witnessed the military strength of a self-reliant India and the success of the Make in India initiative through Operation Sindoor. He was addressing the media following a Tiranga Yatra organized in the Kaparkhira Panchayat area of Nagpur district today. Indian Space Research Organization's ISRO Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 aboard the PSLV C61 was launched from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh this morning. Soon after the launch, ISRO Chief Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance was normal till the second stage, but due to an observation in the third stage, the mission could not be accomplished. International Museum Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated annually to raise awareness about museums as vital means of cultural exchange, cultural enrichment, and fostering mutual understanding, cooperation, and peace. This year's theme for International Museum Day is Future of Museums in Rapidly Changing Communities. To increase public engagement with India's cultural heritage, the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced free entry for the public to all ASI monuments and museums across the country today. The portals of the world-famous Sri Rudra Temple in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand were opened for devotees at Brahma Muhurta today with full rituals. A large number of devotees were present during the opening of the portals. In the United States, at least 27 people have lost their lives and dozens more have been injured as powerful storms and tornadoes tore through parts of Kentucky, Missouri, and several other states. Kentucky has been the worst affected with 18 confirmed fatalities and several people in critical condition, mostly in the southeastern region. Authorities have declared states of emergency in the hardest hit areas and warned that the number of casualties may continue to rise as rescue operations progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda on his birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Mr. Devegowda is widely respected for his statesmanlike approach and passion towards public service." The former Prime Minister turned 92 today. Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, hosted a STEM mentorship program, Manusi, for high school girls in New Delhi today. The program is a flagship initiative by the Academic Outreach and New Initiatives Office at IIT Delhi and aims to inspire young girls to explore careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Assam, Meghalaya, and South Interior Karnataka today. It said heavy rainfall is expected in Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana, South Madhya Maharashtra, West Bengal, Sikkim, and Bihar today. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals are taking on Punjab Kings at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this afternoon. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.